A book and a film, Mum. 7 words. First word, the. Third word, the. 6th word, the. Ah, 2nd word. Cat? Hungry cat. Angry, hungry cat.
No, no, no. Okay.
2nd word sounds like ironing. Ironing board. Nice crisp sheets.
Oh, this is hopeless.
The Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2015 with Emma Newman.
It's the first day of Advent and I'm not feeling festive, Latimer.
Excellent news, Mum.
No, I want to feel festive. I just can't because there's a giant book-eating demon in my house. Why can't we do the ritual now?
Unfortunately, in his current state, Middleton is too big to fit into a ritual circle. In order to banish him, we need to wait for him to get smaller.
Will he naturally shrink now he's eaten all my books?
Indeed, Mum. But perhaps it will put you in the festive spirit to know that a card and present have arrived.
Oh, it does. And we can use the time machine to go to Christmas Day so I can have a sneaky peek.
I took the liberty of warming it up just in case, Mum.
But what about Middleton? Will it be safe?
All being well, we will have dealt with him by then.
Splendid. To the time machine. Well, it seems quiet. And I must have hired a new butler because it's very clean. But something doesn't feel quite right.
Really, Mum? Things seem just so to me. Perhaps it's time to open your present.
Let's see the card first. Oh, it's handmade. How lovely. And it depicts the one and only Miss Phryony Fisher and the delectable Inspector Jack Robinson from Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries. My favourite. And it's from the lovely Claire Hardiker. Now, on to the present. Oh, a remote control steampunk airship. What a gorgeous toy.
Toy, Mum? I believe it's for very tiny people. We should keep that somewhere safe in case we are ever subjected to a shrinking curse and need to make a quick escape.
But if that happened, who would work the remote control?
That's why we have to make sure we always have the remote control on our person at all times.
Oh, good thinking, Latimer. Let's return to the 1st of December.
Very good, Mum.
Latimer, I've been thinking it can be really hard deciding on presents for people at this time of year. So I was thinking about suggesting a book for each day of Advent.
Oh, very good, Mum.
Nothing says festive like an angry dragon god, so I'm going to recommend The Copper Promise by the lovely Jen Williams, mostly because of Frith. Frith.
As much as I hate to suggest the festive chickens, perhaps this would be a good time.
Oh yes, little chickens, something festive, please.
You've just listened to the first Tea and Jeopardy Advent episode of 2015. For more Tea and Jeopardy, go to www.teaandjeopardy.com. And if you would like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup to support the show, go to www.patreon.com/teaandjeopardy.